This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, you got to get the sponsors in.
It was Ryan Buckley in charge of both of those opens?
Paying the bills, baby.
He's putting together the Ducks Roundtable Open and our March Madness.
I mean, yes, paying the bills. We love our sponsors, but do they have to be like...
Yes.
All listed? Like,
the answer is yes.
Right before we talk for 17 minutes?
Dude, there was like seven times I went to turn on the mic and I was like, whoop, not over yet.
And nothing rivals the Ducks Roundtable.
No, that's true.
Dude, I just had four lane violations turning on our microphone. I was coming into the key early.
Full start.
Yeah. Whoops. Move it back five.
Dude, it's the best thing about Ducks Roundtable. No offense, Buckley, but I love it.
The opener.
I look to see how close I can get to home before the open ends and you guys start your show every Monday.
It is.
It's like a solid 2 minutes.
Seriously. I feel like people, if you haven't had the privilege, next year when they do the Ducks Roundtable, do yourself
and
a favor.
It is a privilege.
It is a privilege.
Also, the Ducks post-game scoreboard show. Both of those opens are like that.
It's like, you feel like when you go to the movies and you sit down for a preview and you're like, dude, we're going to be here a while.
Can we not sprinkle them in? I mean, I don't know. Just an idea.
No.
I mean, sprinkle.
Look at you with some more big ideas. Shut up.
Well, you know what? I know. I just was scalded by Cooley over there. He's like, look at our set. I'm like, yeah, this looks great. Look at the new backdrop. It's awesome. And then I'm like, well, we should have this, this, and this. He's like, yeah, just be appreciative.
You're about to get JFK'd right now. Cooley's just, he's glaring at you.
He just wants me to be appreciative. And,
exactly.
And I am. It's very nice.
Look, just dance, monkey,
If you haven't seen the new backdrop.
It's nice.
It is very nice. Yeah.
Look, it's silky smooth.
Yeah, very nice. Now, he's a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And so is Jake. And Jake is here. And Jake does, if you're watching us on YouTube, Jake has that whole thing going.
Yeah.
And he's great. But Jake is from New York, also a Yankee fan. So we have two Yankee fans standing next to our table right here. And Cooley would never do this. You know, when the Royals played the Yankees in the playoffs this past year, this past fall. And, of course, we talked about it a lot on the show. I talked a lot of trash because, well, I mean, I think it's just my duty as a small market.
You got to get in the kitchen.
Little bitch.
Fan.
Let's go.
Yeah, you got to try to get in Yankee fans' kitchen.
Absolutely.
I knew we weren't winning that series. So I talked a lot of S to Jake. And what has occurred because of that is that Jake out here at A&A.
Jakey Poop.
Who knows Jakey Poops, as I call him. He knows nothing about college basketball, and he's not listening to us. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Even though he's within earshot. This is classic Odyssey. Like, they're all here, but they don't listen.
No.
It's like, well, I could say anything right now, and they wouldn't have any idea.
Pretty much.
So Jakey Poop, uh-oh. Yes.
Did you just, uh-oh, the game... By the way, Kansas-Arkansas just tipped off. It's 2-0. Kansas is shooting a three, and for some reason, Rob felt the need to turn and do an uh-oh.
Well, we were already losing.
He interrupted himself for the big-time 3-2 answer from Hunter Dickinson.
You cannot uh-oh a game
we're losing
that is 45 seconds into it.
We're already down two.
You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to uh-oh.
Well, I just did it. Okay, so Jake... because I gave him so much crap about the Yankees Royal Series.
And you did. By the way, you went hard at the paint.
I went at him, Well, he's a young, and I feel like I'm trying to toughen him up.
You went high and
there's a little bit of a father figure thing going on here where it's like, come on, toughen up, you little bitch. Anyway, he has placed a spite wager against Kansas tonight.
I love it.
Because he knows I'm here.
That's fantastic.
He is going to rub that in. You know, like the apples, like how do you like that
at
the window? He is going to Matt Damon me.
He's got an Arkansas ticket right now.
Yes. It's in his pocket. He showed it to me. It's Arkansas money line.
Okay.
And it's plus 175. And he is going to slap that right on my forehead when Arkansas wins.
I want some transparency here. Is for years, you know, my school, we don't have a basketball team, but now we're a powerhouse. I mean, for God's sakes.
You guys are good.
We're good. But I have always said, I do not have a college basketball team to root for because we didn't have a basketball team. And I throw all my weight behind your Kansas Jayhawks.
Thank you.
Our Kansas Jayhawks.
Our. Thank you.
Love my Jayhawks, Rock Chalk. I feel like I've been adopted into the Jayhawk family. And I have never, in the 20 years we've been together, outside of when they've played BYU, which is only recently, have I ever rooted against Kansas. And I'm not going to say that I'm rooting against Kansas, because I am not. But if Kansas were to lose, the only solace would be to see Jakey Poops slap that ticket down, that spite ticket down in front of you. You got to admit.
He's got one on me.
You got to admit. Even if that happened, as upset as you'd be like, all right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a smart move.
It's well played.
Unless he loses.
Yes.
And then you better believe I'm conjuring up some stuff
in
my head.
You're going right back.
When he loses.
Yes.
Idiot. I don't know how much he bet on it, but Kansas is already getting blown out.
Well, I'll tell you what.
God.
What's their blown? What is it, 6-3?
I hate them.
Spite bets, by the way, should only be... You can't spite bet more than a sawbuck. $10 is the most you should bet on a spite.
Jake,
on a spite.
How much was your bet? How much was your KU bet?
How much was your spite bet?
Your Arkansas bet.
$10.
See? Sawbuck.
10 to win $17.50.
Yeah. See, that's an appropriate spite bet is $10. Anything more than a $10 spite bet, now you're just entering silly territory. Don't do that.
Well, I appreciate it. All right, coming up next, let's take a look at this Michigan OC. He is in some hot, or former Michigan OC, in some hot water. Next on The Fan.